Chapter 41.
I pressed on through my setbacks, hunting out the rebels while waging war, eventually defeating Xantium, Leonta, and Tolson, with Lorraine and Orden being the last nations that held out against my might. It was then that the Arch Order of Light finally declared war on the Dawn Empire, decreeing that I was a threat to the peoples of the world. This was unprecedented, for until then the Knights had never taken sides in disputes between nations.
The shield might be able to stop it. Hydon's shield was designed to stop annihilators, and that was hard enough. This thing is 100 times their size, and thanks to the good old square cube law, its momentum once in motion is going to be insane. The shield's anchors are going to be pulverized to dust.
If this thing gets through the shield, it will completely destroy the Upper Islands, Lyra said in dread.
That's where the wealthiest districts are. The Dawnists see the rich as their enemies as much as the Senate, and they don't even care that so many poor will get killed too, the genocidal bastards. But now that we know their plan, we should have enough time to stop it. We just need to board the island, find the tunnels, and take out the drivers.
Could it be that easy?
If I had planned this, I would have collapsed the tunnels once the drivers were in place, as well as made as many defenses as I could, just in case.
You think they're that prepared?
I do. Jenna was a zealot, but shrewd. She'll have made as many preparations as she could think of.
Then we need to evacuate the city and get as much help as possible. I can do that from the hold and gather the other knights. From there we can also alert the border patrols.
You've said there are a few knights that can make a level 9 bond. Would any of them be powerful enough to just destroy the thing?
Maybe. Archeron Perovin has a level 9 lightning bond and can call down a storm of destruction, but that might not be enough to sunder the island. Anyway, he's at the Arch Hold and won't be able to get here in time.
Perovin? Dalen asked, recognizing the name.
Was he the one who destroyed the Second Fleet in the Empire War?
Yes, but that isn't important right now, Lyra replied impatiently.
Yeah, he agreed quickly.
So are there any applications of our powers that could destroy the island?
No. Neither of us are that type of lightbinder.
Cusig, your companion, he can. He shot me with lightning.
Cusig can only make a level 3 lightning bond, and like I said, I don't think a massive bombardment of lightning would even destroy the island.
All right. Are there any lightbinders like Cusig?
Worldbinders. You and I are lifebinders. The others are worldbinders.
So we need a powerful enough worldbinder.
Yes. But even then they need to have specialized the right bond to be useful. The only type of bond that I can think of to do it would be an earth bond. There's a few knights with that type of specialization, but none close to us, and their bonds might not even be strong enough.
That leaves us with no other choice but to assault the island and take out the drivers.
It seems so.
I'll grab Arik and meet you at the hold.
Good idea.
A bringer will be useful, Lyra said. And they both ran from the room as fast as they could.
Dalen watched Lyra as she power-jumped away. He took the coach and flew it to the Fulton.
I just can't escape my cursed legacy, Dalen thought to himself as he raced over the city skyline. These blackened Dawnists want to follow my horrible example and start another revolution so that the bloody cycle of history might continue. Why can't they see that life here is so much better than the Empire? I won't let another nation fall in my name. It's appropriate, poetic even, that I'll be the one to stop them.
Dalen lurched the coach to a stop at the penthouse patio and ran in, sensing that Arik was back from his personal errands. He was sitting on one of the dining chairs in the middle of the foyer.
Arik, we have to go.
Arik took a moment to answer.
I suspected you from the first time we met, he said in a soft, defeated tone.
What are you talking about?
I thought my suspicion foolish, but I just kept noticing things. Like how you said you visited the cities of the Floating Isles. You know enough about them for that to be true, but when I mentioned that I'd heard they were rebuilt, you said that you had heard the same, not seen, meaning you hadn't visited them since their destruction, which occurred before the time of your supposed birth.
Oh, no, Dalen thought numbly.
That might have simply been a slip of the tongue, but you speak with the knowledge and experience of someone far, far older. You possess skills that take a lifetime to develop and perfect. You face battle with the confidence and calm of one that has fought in war. The Shade thought you the conqueror. You know the names of the girls he forced into his bed, and every sonicle that was linked to him is linked to you.
Arik remained staring at the wall, his back still to Dalen.
Still, even with all this, I gave you the benefit of the doubt. That was until this fall, where I spoke to a sunsmith and paid a visit to the records office. The sunsmith told me that indeed a link has a very small chance to pass on, but only to the firstborn child. We both know that Dalus fathered hundreds of children, and if you were one of them, you would be among the last born, not the first, which means there's only one way that Imperius could be linked to you. At the records office, I found that every single thing you've said about your childhood was a lie. There is no birth certificate of you anywhere, and your name is missing from every single orphanage in all of Mornington.
Arik stood and turned to face Dalen with an expression as cold as death.
So, Dalen, I'm going to ask you a question, and by the light you will answer me honestly. Are you Dalus the Conqueror?